现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来学习出埃及记。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, have we study Exodus together?
这一节课呢，我们一开始先来谈一下逾越节。
And so, for this class, we'll start by talking about Passover.
因为这是预备以色列选民要出埃及。之前一件最重要的事。
And so this is to prepare a very important part to prepare the Israelites before departing from Egypt.
那这也是第十灾啊，就是神要击杀埃及的长子啊，之前啊，神所吩咐百姓要做的啊，这跟他们的生死是有关的。
And so this is before God sent the messenger to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians. And so this was related to their life and death.
我们从学生的资料夹里面，你会看到讲义啊。
And so from the student resources folder, there are some notes.
我们先来谈这个世世代代永不可忘记的救赎。
And so we will talk about first the redemption to be a memorial forever.
那这个逾越节的条例跟主耶稣基督他要救赎我们人类，我们现在弟兄姐妹每一年在领受圣餐的道理是直接关系的。
And so this is directly related to us today when we partake of the Holy Communion every year, every spiritual convocation.
那这是耶稣基督救赎的预表啊，在出埃及记里面啊最清楚的一件事。
And so this is the greatest representation, symbolism of our Lord Jesus Christ's redemption and deliverance.
到了从出埃及记一直到第十一章其实。神已经先预告就是先给法老警告，他如果不让以色列百姓出去他接下来要做的事。
And so, from chapters, the first 11 chapters of Exodus, God had already warned Pharaoh what he would do if he did not let the Israelites go.
因为当这一个灾来临之后法老王一定会屈服，而且一定会催促百姓出去。
And so, because when these disasters would come, Pharaoh would suffer, and he would indeed force all the people to leave.
出埃及记十一章的第六节，神已经预告埃及遍地必有大哀嚎，从前没有这样的，后来也必没有。
And so here records that there was a disaster that would be as never seen before and would never come again.
第七节。
And so verse 7.
但至于以色列中，无论是人是牲畜，连狗也不敢向他们摇舌，意思就是不敢向他们吼叫，好叫你们知道主是将埃及人和以色列人分别出来。
And so chapter 11, verse 7, but against none of the children of Israel shall dog move its tongue against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
那虽然神这样子警告但是法老的心还是刚硬。
And so even though God warned Pharaoh in this way, Pharaoh's heart was still hardened.
第十一章的第十节，摩西亚伦在法老面前行了这一切奇事，神使法老的心刚硬，不容以色列人出离他的地。
Verse 10, so Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land.
好，那接下去到第十二章。
Then we follow into chapter 12.
好，那现在神还在埃及地的时候，就晓谕摩西、亚伦要改变他们的计算时间的方法，一切都要重新开始。
And so here then God tells Moses and Aaron to change their calendars, and everything would change.
那所以第十二章很长的一章。
So chapter 12 is quite long.
那这里面一开始神先给他们定时间说 现在这个月就是正月，他们的新年啊，第一年。
And so in verse 2, God points that this is the this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
好，所以第一节到第十四节，这就是神所定的逾越节。
And so verse 1 to verse 14, it shows is that the it is the Passover feast.
那这是一个新的开头。
And so this is a new beginning.
从这个时候开始，以色列人他们有所谓的宗教立法，就是因着信仰而来的神定的作息的规律。
And so from this moment, the Israelites would have their religious regulations, which God had appointed.
但是他们已经在埃及活了四百多年了。
But the Israelites have already dwelled in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
当时候埃及人又是最强盛的国。
And at that time, the Egyptians were the strong, the Egypt was the strongest nation.
那埃及他在天文或者是数学各种我们人间的学问里面，在当代是最先进、最文明的。
And so, the Egyptians at that time, whether in terms of math or other sciences, they were the most advanced.
所以他们有占卜的、有行邪术的，他们可以观星象。
And so, they had the astrologists, the sorcerers, the magicians.
所以埃及人也有他们的那个行事力，就是他们有他们的。算时间的方法是他们的律法。
And so they also had their own ways to count time and their own laws.
那当然整体来说，这个其实就是神设定的，按照我们所处的这个地球，绕着这个现在我们知道的太阳系这个运转的规律就是神当初在创造天地的时候所定下的季节，还有这个所有的看到我们时间的变化。
And so collectively, holistically, this is kind of according to the time in which God had created, in which the sun the earth revolves around the sun, and in terms of all the way God had set the time in the beginning of creation.
所以如果按照埃及人的行事历，那个以色列百姓他们也有一套这个他们生活的作息规律。
And so, according to the Egyptians, they had their own way of regulations and customs in which they lived their lives.
但是现在，在第十二章这里，神要跟他们定一个，现在要以信仰为中心的生活作息。
But here in chapter 12, God institutes a new lifestyle that is centered around their faith.
好，那这个项目要很详细。那到了第十五节到第二十节，在这一章里面特别又提到这个无效节。
And so all of this is in great detail, but then in verses 15 to 20, it talks about the feast of unleavened bread.
好，那七天的无效节。
And so there are 7 days of unleavened bread.
那七天哦，那你家里面不可以有这个有效的东西哦。
And so for 7 days, you shall not have any leaven inside of your house.
那个，因为这个除酵，这个无酵节是接着逾越节之后的。
And so the feast of unleavened bread comes after the Passover.
连着下去，所以基本上逾越节跟除酵节这个整个是联系在一起的。
And so it happens in succession, basically it's connected to the Passover.
好，那从二十一节以后，就是以色列人真的照着神所定的开始守逾越节。
And so, starting from verse 21, we see that the Israelites they keep the path, they observe the Sabbath, the Passover for the first time.
那因为就正当他们照神的吩咐守逾越节的这个时间点，神就开始击杀埃及的长子，这个就是第十灾。那也要促使以色列百姓离开埃及的。
And so, it was after this in which God sent the, he struck the firstborn of the Egyptians, which is the tenth plague, and that way, everything the Israelites would be forced out of Egypt.
所以如果看从二十九节以后，你就看到这个第十灾就在埃及遍地施行下来了。
And so starting from verse 29 and on, we see that the 10th plague starts in the land of Egypt.
所以二十九节到第三十六节那这个就是第十灾的内容。
And so from verses 29 to 36, this is the content of the 10th plague.
那37节到42节我们就看到以色列百姓浩浩荡荡的，圣经说神的军队离开了埃及。
And so then it's from verse 37 to 42, we see that then the Israelites, how they observe. And so then it says that the army of God then departed, was brought out of Egypt.
那逾越节那个晚上，因为那个是一个晚上，然后到白天这个 晚上第42节特别强调这一个夜，这个 晚间是属于神的夜。
And so the night of the Passover, so Passover is observed from night until morning. And so verse 42, it specifically mentions it is a night of solemn observance to the Lord.
42节说，因为主领他们出了埃及地，所以当向主谨守，是以色列众人世世代代该谨守的。
Verse 42, it is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt, that this is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generation.
那个晚上很快就要过去，因为时间马上就要到了。
And so that night passed very quickly because the appointed time is arriving.
但是从43节以后到最后的51节，那这里神重申，将来他们离开埃及之后，要如何很慎重的来遵守逾越节。
And so, and then verses 43 to verses 50, verses 43 to 51, God again repeats the solemnness of the Passover that they must observe afterwards.
第47节特别强调以色列全会众都要守这个礼。
Verse 47 emphasizes all the congregation of Israel shall keep it.
如果外邦人或者是他们从外面买进来的，不管是寄居的还是谁，如果愿意受割礼，也要顺服这个神所定的规矩，他们也可以一起来同守逾越。
And so if there are any Gentiles or strangers that dwells among them and is, or whether they are purchased, if they are willing to be circumcised, then they can come near and also partake of it.
如果不愿顺服的，他们都不可以来一起守逾越节。
But if they are not willing to submit, then they are not able, they're not permitted to partake of the Passover.
好，这个就是这个第十二章的结构。
And so this is the outline of chapter 12.
那现在来看对不起，因为这个还没有办法把它变成英文所以我们就听那个翻译的我们自己写的英文的部分。
And so we didn't, there's English not yet translated, so we'll listen to translator.
那现在来看神定这个逾越节这件事情。
And so let's look at how God instituted the Passover.
要出埃及以前，神已经先跟百姓定一个新的生活。
And so before they departed, the Israelites departed from Egypt, that God instituted a new lifestyle for them.
表示现在一切都重新开始了。
And which means that all things start new.
旧的就要过去了啦。
And the old shall pass.
那过去他们过去的生活在埃及，他们是奴隶的。
In the past, in their life in Egypt, they lived the life of a slave.
那接下去他们要得到自由了。
But afterwards, they would receive freedom and liberty.
所以神说，以这个月为正月，现在是第一月，从这时候开始算起，今年是新年，那现在这个月是第一月。
And so that's why God says, this month shall be your beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
那这个月，当时候神讲话这个时间点是什么？
And so at what point or what time point did God say this?
如果我们先看13章的第四节。
We look at chapter 13, verse 4.
13章第四节。
Chapter 13, verse 4.
亚比月间的这个日是你们出来的日子。
verse 4, on this day you are going out in the month Abib.
好，那所以这个亚比叶就是当时候埃及人他们算时间的，所以那个我们现在中文说第一月、一月、二月、三月，我们是一二三四啊，但是在埃及啊，他们每一个月都有一个名称的了。
And so the month Abib is the name of a month according to the Egyptian calendar, just like in Chinese, they go by the first month, second month of the year. But in English, we have a name for the month of the year.
那当然它这个月是属于什么，跟他们的信仰也有关系的，也有它的意思的。
And of course, the selection of the name of the Egyptian month is related to their religious beliefs.
我们如果有兴趣的话，也可以查一查。
And if you're interested, you can do some research on this.
以我们现在来看，就是目前我们的时间算法的三月和四月之间。
And so from our current day calendar, it takes place around between March and April.
一直到现在，犹太人他们都不会忘记逾越节，对他们来说这是一个大日，他们一定会算得很清楚。
But for the Jewish people today, they still care very much about Passover. For them, it is a major feast, a holiday.
因为这是神说的，世世代代都要纪念，而且要守为一个礼仪，他们要很重视的。
And just as God had commanded them, that this is to be observed from generation to generation.
那所以接下去哈，他们就是要有一个新的生活规律，要按照神的吩咐来。
And so after this, they would live a new lifestyle and with new rules and regulations. And so they would follow after this.
那这个逾越节，它里面的所有的一些道理，保罗在哥林多后书，应该是哥林后书里面，他告诉我们说，我们如果在基督里面，就是一个新造人，一切都是新的了。
And so this new lifestyle, which is given to the Israelites, just as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
哎，中文请来读一下，能不能够请哥林多后书五章十七节读一下？那个 Angela， 姐妹，
华
信教会的
哥林多后书哈，
对。
哥伦多后书
五章十七节。
哥伦多后书五章十七。哥伦多后书五章十七节。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
对，旧事已过，都变成新的了。那这个新的哈，包括我们的算时间的方法，我们作息的规律都要新的。
And so here when it says all things have become new, meaning that even the way we count time is new and the way we, everything that we observe is new.
当然我们的脑筋要变新的。
And of course, our mind has to have a new mindset.
我们的价值观念要变新的。
Our value systems must become new as well.
那这个当然这个是要一个时间，这个不是你说信耶稣之后一下子就改变。
And of course, this takes over a period of time. It's not to say that once you believe in Jesus, it changes instantly.
但是我们如果读圣经，就慢慢真的会越来越新，都会变成以基督为中心。
But as we study the Bible more and more, we will become newer and newer as our lives become more Christ-centered.
那这个部分其实就会，我们就会看到神是怎么样训练以色列人，他们也是要经过不断的提醒，然后神给他们要求，这样一直重复，然后到最后他们才能够真的以神的话为中心，然后过一个新的生活。
And so afterwards we will see that it is the training of God for the Israelites that gradually they will learn to live this new lifestyle through teachings and warnings that they become accustomed to living according to the word of God.
好，那第十二章哈，出埃及记十二章的第三节。这句话特别要留意。
And so chapter 12 verse 3 is something that we especially need to pay attention to.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着户家取羊羔一家一只。
Verse 3, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
第三节这对全会众，这个就是 the congregation of Israel， 这个全会众其实就是后来我们在新约时代所看到的教会。
And so here in verse 3, when it says, speak to all the congregation of Israel, this congregation of Israel is referring in the New Testament to the church.
这就是整体属于神的百姓的集合体。
And so this is collectively all the people who belong to God.
这个逾越节是整体百姓他们重生的开头。
And so this is on the Passover, this is a collectively the entire people of Israel, a new beginning for them.
那他们要一起遵守。
And so this is to be observed all together.
因为如果不遵守的一定会死。
Because if they do not observe it, then they will die.
但是如果遵守了就得到生命。
But if they observe it, then they will gain life.
那现在神把他们每一个时间要做什么事都写得很清楚，讲得很明白。
And so God very plainly, very clearly states what they should do every time or every date.
现在神说在初十号就是一月份的第十天就要开始准备羊羔。
And so here it says, God commands on the 10th day of this month, the first month, every man shall take for himself a lamb.
那这个细节就是如果你这一只羊羔它是怎么样的，它在第五节就特别描述了。
And so the details of the lamb that they are to choose are recorded in verse 5.
那三节四节这里它所强调就是所有人都要一起行动。
And so verses 3 and 4 emphasizes that everyone must do it collectively.
当然这里是神一开始说的不会有人提早，因为他们不知道，所以不会有发生说，他们自己先做什么事，因为神没有讲，还没有下命令以前，没有人会知道神要他们做什么。
And so God especially is explaining this in great details because people do not know, they would not have initiated on their own.
但是以后可能就不一样了。
But afterwards it must be different.
有人可能就，那为什么一定要在初十日预备？我能不能1月1号就开始预备，然后一直到第14天来宰杀，可以吗？
And so some people might ask, why does it have to be on the 10th day of the month? Why can't we do it on the first day and then prepare until the 14th day?
那我们现在就要想说，为什么神特别指定说你在初十号，就是四天前你就预备好这只羊羔？
And so we have to wonder why that this time, 4 days before, you need to start preparing for this lamb.
我们看圣经，我会发现说，当时候其实也没有任何百姓有疑问说为什么要这样子。他们都不会问为什么。
And that if, according to the Bible, what we read, no one asked why. Why do we have to do it like this?
但是我们现在人就会问为什么呢？
But nowadays, people just naturally ask why.
我们人现在知识多了以后，有时候一定很自然问为什么。这个从小就被训练好了。
And nowadays, because we have so much more knowledge, we are trained to ask from a young age to ask why.
好，那后来就会知道。
And then later on, we will find out.
第五节，这是羊羔，神定标准。
And so, this lamb in verse 5, God has set a standard, a requirement.
来第五节，来请那个 Daniel, Vida, Brother, please read verse 5, chapter 12, verse 5.
Verse 5. 12, verse 5. Verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
Okay, thank you. 神特别说要 without blemish, 这是完美没有残疾的。
And so here God emphasizes it shall be without blemish.
规定一定要一岁。
And is required that is 1 year old.
那而且是要公的。
And then it must be male.
那山羊绵羊是什么品种没关系的。
And so it doesn't matter whether sheep or goat.
好，那所以这一岁的公羊羔。
And so it must be a male of the first year.
那表示说你现在你在养羊的哈，你没家哈，你在知道那个羊几岁啊。
And so for every family that has a lamb, you would know how old your lambs are.
我们现在通常没有那个知识的，你看到一只羊，你会知道它几岁吗？
And even now we don't have this knowledge where we just look at a lamb and we know a sheep and know how old he is.
但是如果是养羊的人，
But if you are a sheep breeder.
所以那个牧羊人啊，牧者为什么他对羊很关心、很了解，就是说，包括这个羊几岁啊，他一定都要掌握住的。
And that's why a shepherd, when they look at their, take care of the sheep, they also know everything about the sheep, and so including how old the sheep is.
那个羊哦，什么时候生？那这只羊已经生几代了？其实那个牧羊人他们都会记录的。And
so for a lamb, a sheep, the shepherd would know what generation they were and lineage they were from. The shepherd would know very clearly.
当然，他们也有他们，就是他们也有一个方法，说怎么判断羊或牛它的年纪的。
And so, of course, the shepherds have their own way of determining the age of the sheep and the goat.
那通常我们自己强调是说一岁的公羊羔它是完全成熟的。
And so it's emphasized that it is the first year because it is mature.
而且是最强壮的时候。
And that is when the strongest part of its life.
好，那这里的完美你怎么知道？
And so how do you know if it's blemished or not?
有一些疾病可能是隐藏的。
There are some diseases that may be hidden.
有些缺陷可能一开始没有发现，但是久了之后，你可能就会知道了。And
so there are some weaknesses or blemishes that you might not see immediately, but over a period of time, it will reveal itself.
所以神要百姓四天前准备，其实就是你要完整的去检查，去观察它。 不要献上那个有残疾的，神要求一定要完美。
And so that's why God gives them 4 days in advance to prepare, because during these 4 days, you have time to analyze it, make sure that there is no blemishes and is perfect.
表示说神对这个无残疾的这个一岁的公羊羔，他的标准非常绝对。
And so, which means that God is very absolute in terms of his requirements for the sacrificial lamb.
神这样讲，但是以后的人可能就不会真的这样做。And
so even though God says this, maybe the people later on may not necessarily follow.
后来我们就看到，即使连祭司他们都不会觉得说，为什么一定要完美。And
so we will see that later on, even the priests may feel like, why does the lamb have to be perfect?
是因为人对神所讲的话已经打折扣。And
it's because man has already discounted the word of God, the standard of God. They have lowered the standard of God.
好，那第六节特别指定在十四号黄昏的时候，要全会众一起宰杀。And
so on the, verse 6, we see that on the 14th day of the month, that's when the whole assembly shall kill it.
那这个时间点，神定好的，因为黄昏的时候宰杀，准备完之后，等到晚上来到，好，他们在吃。 吃这个筵席的时候，接下去，那个击杀长子的事情就要发生了。And
so God is very specific on the time that they should kill it at twilight, and then they shall eat it at night, because afterwards what follows is the killing of the firstborn.
那我们知道，你宰杀羊哦之后要处理的，按照神所规定的，要怎么来处理，然后来烤这只羊。
And so we know that after you kill of the lamb, you must dispose properly of it. And so even God has arranged all of this. And so and you can follow afterwards.
那这个每一个动作都要时间。
And every action requires time.
那神其实都把时间算好的。
And God has actually calculated all the time.
什么时候他们应该做什么事, 如果照着神所说的去做, 每一件时间都会配得很恰当。
And so if you do according to God's timing and his calculations, everything will work out right.
所以神讲的话，你要马上去执行，你不可以拖。所以你宰完羊之后，不可以说我来休息一下，等到我有时间再来处理这个羊再怎么烤，我先研究看看怎样做。And
so when God says what you must do it right away. You cannot delay. And so whatever God says after you kill the lamb, you must follow on how to dispose of it.
在这一个命令里面，其实神都强调要集体行动。And
so in all of his commands, God is emphasizing you must take action.
哥林多前书5章第7节，保罗特别强调主耶稣他就是这一只逾越节的羔羔，按照神指定时间被杀的。
And so according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7, that, sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Paul emphasized that Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us according to the time.
好,那这个我们在读圣经的时候,我们在参加圣餐礼的时候,通常都会谈到。
And so this is something that we often mention in our Bible reading during the Holy Communion.
宰杀了羊羔之后,接下来这个血是重点。
And so after you kill the lamb, the emphasis is on the blood of the lamb.
这个血要把它放在门楣,铺在门楣门框上。
And so that the blood must be put on the two doorposts and the lintels of the houses.
神说的每一句,每一个动作你都要做了。
And so whatever God says, you must follow every action and command.
这个血一定要涂上去。
And that the blood must be put on at the gate.
因为第13节特别强调,这是做记号的。
And because verse 13 emphasized, this shall be a sign.
这个命令的天使他出去巡行的时候,他不是看你是谁,他是看那个房子上面有没有血的记号而已。
Because when the angel of death goes out to execute death, it is not looking at who you are, but it is looking for the sign.
他不会去管你是埃及人还是以色列人哦。
And so he doesn't care whether you are an Israelite or an Egyptian.
他是看那个房子那个门框上面的那个血的记号而已。
All he is looking for is the sign of the blood on the post of the door.
所以我们今天得救可以存活哦。 其实是因着我们相信耶稣基督的宝血，那我们照他的方法去做，我们身上有那个血的记号，我们就活。
And so that is why today we are saved and delivered by the blood of Jesus, that we are only able to sustain our lives because we have the sign of the shedding of the blood of Lord Jesus.
那天晚上，他们都要聚在这个房子里面。
And so that night, they all had to gather together inside the house.
家家户户啊,你如果两邻居人太少,两个,哦,跟邻居合在起来,八个啊,你就聚在一个房子里面。
And so if you are too small, if you have, you can, if it's just two of you, you can combine with others up to eight.
好,那这个就是羔羊的血。
And so this is the blood of the lamb.
跟耶稣基督的血有关系,
and so it is a representation of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
羊羔被宰杀之后一定流血。
And so after you kill the lamb, there must be a shedding of blood.
好,接下去,他们要吃羊羔的肉。
And they must eat the flesh of the lamb.
好,那现在读第8节到第10节。
And then if we read verses 8 to 10.
8节到10节,能不能请Crystal, Crystal姐妹来读。
Verses 8, chapter 12, verses 8 to 10.
八到十节，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。九节，不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的，要带着头、腿、五脏，用火烤了吃。十节，不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨，要用火烧了。谢谢。
当天晚上要吃这个羊羔的肉，还有配上无酵饼跟苦菜。
And so they must eat of the flesh on that night, and then they must eat it with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs.
吃的方法都神跟你说了，不可以吃生，要烤熟。
And so even the way you cook it is declared by God that you should not eat it raw.
不可以吃水煮的，为什么？
And so you cannot eat it boiled with water. Why not?
你如果要用把那个羊肉把它放在锅子里面去水煮的话，通常你要把它剁碎嘛。
And so if you boil lamb in water, you have to cut it up and put it into a pot.
那你把它剁碎的时候，它的骨头一定会折断的。
And so if you cut it up, then you will break its bones.
但是如果你用烤的，就可以全只羊去烤了。
But if you roast it over fire, then you can roast it in its entirety of the body.
好，所以这个跟后来的主耶稣基督 要如何的为我们牺牲在十字架上有关系。
And so this is directly related to the way which Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed his life for us.
啊，那是被火烤哈。
And so it must be roasted in fire.
那这个跟主耶稣他要最后死的时候他所受到的痛苦有关系的。
And so this is related to the way in which Jesus suffered on the cross.
然后他特别强调说要带着头腿五脏。
And it emphasizes you have to keep its head with its legs and its entrails.
那当然你那个内脏要清洗啊。
And of course you need to clean out the entrails.
好，那这个其实都有它的意思了。
And all of this has its meaning.
特别强调说你不可以把它留到早晨。
And it emphasizes you shall not keep it till the next morning.
要确定把它吃完。
And you must eat all of it.
这是为什么他们在第四节说如果 人太少要跟邻居合在一起。
And that's why in verse 4 it says that if your household is too small, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according.
啊，你如果两个人你吃不了一只羊 一头羊嘛。
And for two people living alone, they are not able to finish the entire lamb.
但是你如果十个人八个人 一在一起的时候就很容易可以把一只羊吃掉了。
But if a family or a group of eight people gather together, they can easily finish the lamb.
啊，所以我们这里强调说啊，为什么说要和睦相处？我们跟邻居哦，大家要有时候聚在一起，要共同享用，这个就是团契的概念。
And that's why we say that we have to live in peace and harmony, especially with our neighbors, that you are able to fellowship together.
好，他如果吃不完哦，他说你不要想说我留到明天，他说到早晨的时候就用火把它烧了。
And so if you're unable to finish it, you cannot keep any leftovers, but it says that you shall burn it with fire.
因为那天晚上发生的事情呢?
Because of the events that would happen that night.
这跟我们后来现在这个时候我们在处理圣餐的原则是一样的。
And so that is our standard today for Holy Communion.
啊，我们这个无酵饼如果注谢完之后，啊，万一你没有吃完，最后处理方式一定是用火烧。
And so for the unleavened bread in which we pass out for our Holy Communion, if you do not finish it, then you need to burn it with fire.
好，那怎么吃?
So how do you eat?
啊，这是你在吃的时候要怎么准备?
And so how do you prepare of it when you eat?
第十一节特别强调。
Verse 11 emphasizes.
这四个动作。
There are four actions.
要腰间束带。
You shall with a belt on your waist.
要脚上穿鞋。
Your sandals on your feet.
手中要拿着杖。
Your staff in your hand.
要赶紧的吃。
And you shall eat it in haste.
然后说这是主的逾越节。
And he emphasized it is the Lord's Passover.
那所以吃的时候哈，他们事实上是有目标，他们知道说接下去要做什么。
And so when they eat of it, they knew that there was a purpose what they should do after they eat.
神其实是预备百姓。
So God is preparing the people.
让他们可以跟神一起同工。
That they can work together with God.
腰间束带其实准备他们接下去要工作，要行路，他们不是坐在好好享受的。
And they shall gird their belt on their waist, means that they are preparing to do work, not to sit back and relax.
如果今天我们用新约的道理来看的话，你腰间束带，这个以弗所书六章说，这个就是我们用真理束腰，你才有办法工作。
And so, from the New Testament perspective, Ephesians chapter 6 says that we are to gird our waist with the truth.
啊，那个彼得前书一章五节说，我们要用谦卑束腰。
And so, First Peter tells us that we need to gird our waist with humility.
不管要打仗要工作，其实这个都是要跟神一起的。
And so whether in work or in war or in work, everything is with God.
要按照神的指示。
And it is according to the way he has directed us.
要顺服神的。
And we must submit to God.
不然就绝对不会做成，也不会成功了，也不会胜利了。
Then or else you will not be successful or victorious.
好，脚上穿鞋就知道说他们接下去要走一个很长的旅程。
And so here it says that your sandals on your feet, and so it is to prepare for the long journey ahead of them.
这个旅程要一直走到迦南地区的。
And so this journey would take them all the way into the land of Canaan.
那结果我们知道，他们现在当天晚上所穿上的鞋，后来走了40年。
And so we know that the sandals that they put on their feet would prepare them for a 40-year journey.
在这40里面，他们这脚上的鞋都没有坏。
And the sandals on their feet would never fall apart.
这个是大神奇啊。
And this is a great miracle.
那这一双鞋是什么？
And so what are the sandals?
如果以弗所书六章十五节来看，这个就是穿上这个福音的鞋。
And so according to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15, it is the preparation of the gospel of peace.
那这个福音的鞋哈，实际上是带来平安的。
And so this gospel of brings peace.
就是要去传扬这个平安的福音啊，是让人和睦的啦。
And so it is that a gospel of peace that everyone can live in harmony together.
要一直走，那传到我们进入那个应许的美地。
And so that we would preach all the way until they reach the promised land.
当时候其实百姓他们都还不知道神为什么这样讲。
And they did not understand why God would command it.
神就直接下命令，你就是要这样准备。
But all they knew that God commanded it and they had to follow it.
后来才明白。
And then they could understand.
好，第三个动作，手中拿杖。
And so then in next third action is they shall have their staff in their hand.
他们其实出去的时候，他们不是拿刀子的。
And so actually, when they went out, they did not carry swords.
那个在后面我们会看到神的军队那天晚上离开了埃及。
And so we would see later on that night that the army of God would depart from Egypt.
要去打仗的军队，他不是拿武器呢。
The army that went out to fight war did not bring weapons.
神要他们拿手中拿杖而已。
All God wanted them was to carry a staff.
所以这个神的军队，他们的装扮很特别。
And so the preparation of the weaponry of the preparation is really special.
这个杖其实对他们来说只是简单的防卫而已。
And so for them, this staff is a simple form of defense.
也是帮助他们在走路而已。
And it is only to help them as they walk.
啊，那其实真正在保护他们的、为他们征战的是神本身。
And truly, the one who is helping them to fight in wars is God Himself.
啊，那如果以防卫性来看的话，其实你看，我们后来在新约时代看到是神他应许给我们圣灵。
And so, in terms of defense, it is in the New Testament we see that God gives us the Holy Spirit.
那他也给我们这个真理。
And He also gives us the truth.
啊，所以以弗所书六章里面，他看到就是那真圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。
And so in Ephesians chapter 6, we see that the sword is the word of God.
那就是说我们要走这条旅程哦，你要有一个，在走路的时候要有一个辅助你的啊，这个其实就是我们所得到这个应许的圣灵。
And so as we are walking in this journey, we need the staff to support us as we walk, and that is the promised Holy Spirit.
然后他特别提到说要赶紧的吃，要警醒。
And then the next, it emphasizes that you must eat in haste.
神的指示来到，马上就要采取行动的。
Because when the command of God comes, they must quickly arise and take action.
好，所以这些指示哦，在当时候，百姓都照着做了。
And so at that time, all the people they received the command of God and they did it.
为什么要定逾越节
？And so why institute Passover?
第十二节是说因为。
And so verse 12 says for.
好，那几件事。
A few things.
我要行那一个晚上，我要巡行埃及地，把一切投生的啊，不管是人跟牲畜都击杀。
Verse 12 says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and strike, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast."
意思就是神要刑罚埃及。
And this is the execution that God would punish the Egyptians.
以埃及人二代以色列百姓不公不义这些罪。最后神就一次跟他们算。
And so all the evil ways that the Egyptians mistreated the Israelites, God at one time would make up and take will avenge for them.
第二个理由, 我要败坏埃及一切的神,
and then second, it says, against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
那时候,那个,其实,前面九个灾哦,都是针对埃及人的偶像,一个一个把它击打。
And so in the first nine plagues, it was directed towards the Egyptian people.
Oh, 埃及的偶像.
Oh, the idols of Egypt.
那现在最后一个要对付的就是那个法老王.
And then the last plague would be directed towards Pharaoh.
因为法老他们都自己当作神了.
Because Pharaoh considered themselves as God.
所以现在要击杀包括法老的长子.
And so they would kill Pharaoh, especially his firstborn son.
然后现在第13节.
And then verse 13.
这个血要做记号.
And so the blood shall be a sign.
那说我一见血就越过去了.
And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
所以这个长子被击杀，头生的牲畜死亡，这个灾难不会临到你们。
And so this plague of the death of the firstborn will not come upon you.
所以这个血的记号也分别属于神的跟属于埃及的.
And so it is the sign of the blood that will separate out the Israelites from the Egyptians.
这个是一个秘密呢, 当时候埃及人不会知道的啦.
And so this is a secret that the Egyptians would not know.
那就算他们, 看到人家这样做, 他们照着去做, 他们那个羊, 他们所准备的都不会跟百姓一样。
And so the way that they did it, in which they killed the lamb and what they took care of, it would be different from everyone else.
那接下去第十四节特别强调要纪念这日，守为神的节，作为世世代代永远的定律。
So verse 14 emphasizes, so this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generation.
好，那这个就是以后百姓他们。
And so this is something that the people would never forget.
因为如果没有这一天，他们就没有今天的以色列人跟犹太人了。And
so if they did not do this, then there would be no current day Israelites or Jews.
好，那这个就是一个综合性的逾越节，其实跟耶稣基督的牺牲有关系。
And so this is that the Passover has direct relationship with the sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ.
对选民来说, 这是一个新的开始。
And for the elect, the chosen people of God, this is a new beginning.
这跟要神说, 我是主神, 他要败坏一切偶像有关。
And so this is belonging to God in which he will overcome and destroy the gods of Egypt.
逾越节是要流血, 有血的记号的。
And so the Passover is for the shedding of blood and to use the blood as a sign.
最重要的目的就是要让百姓离开埃及。
And so it is most importantly for the Israelites to depart from Egypt.
接下去他们就要过一个新的生活。
And that they shall live a new life.
建立祭司的国度。
And to establish a nation of priests.
好，那这个属灵预表啊，我们都讲过的。
And so we have already talked about the spiritual meaning of Passover.
这是跟救恩有关系。
And it is related to salvation.
对主耶稣，他为我们牺牲哈，我们才有这个新的生活。加太书特别写哈，保罗他的感受，耶稣是为我死，他是为我舍己，他爱我。And
so the meaning of Holy Communion is the sacrifice of Jesus is written in by Paul in Galatians that it is out of God's love for us that Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed His own life for us.
好，我们要把主耶稣为我。 牺牲替我死的这件事情, 要深化在我们的心里, 然后实践我为耶稣活。
And so that we must keep that Lord Jesus Christ loved us and sacrificed his life for us, and we must keep it in our hearts and demonstrate it in our lives.
好，那这个要纪念嘛, 那个以色列的军队要离开埃及哦。
And so that this is a memorial for them, and that this is that the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
好，那这个预表性了哈，我们这个就在讲义里面都可以看得到的。
And so that prefiguration, we can see more in the notes.
这个都谈过，现在看除酵节很快的。
And so then talking about the unleavened bread.
除酵节就是逾越节，接下去的就是有七天的除酵节。
And so the feast of the unleavened bread is immediately the 7 days following after the Passover.
那特别注意第16节说，第一天跟第七天要有盛会。
And so if we look at verse 16, it says that on the first day and then on the seventh day, there shall be a holy convocation.
那这当中,这两天,就是第一天,第七天,除了预备个人所要的吃的以外,无论什么工都不可以做。
And so other than no manner of work shall be done for them, but that which everyone must eat and that may be prepared by you.
所以这个就是这七天就是他们一个节期，他们可以享受，不用去劳碌，他们就是这个神给他们的祝福了。And
so this 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is really a time for them to rest, that they do not need to do any work.
为什么要给他们这个无酵节？
And so why give them the Feast of Unleavened Bread?
在第17节特别强调。
In verse 17 it emphasizes.
因为这一日 正当这日，我把你们的军队从埃及地领出来。
And so for on the same day, I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt.
然后，你们要守这日，作为世世代代永远的定例。And
therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance.
那这个就是，其实就是这个除那个逾越节接下去连下来的。
And so afterwards is the Feast of Unleavened Bread that is continuing on.
接下去的七天都要吃无酵饼。
And so on the 7 days that follows, they must eat unleavened bread.
那这个无酵节里面特别强调，要把那个酵除干净，你的家里，你个人，从头到尾，你都要把它过一个圣洁的生活。
And so that it tells us that you must cleanse your house, how to get rid of the leaven, even throughout your house, nothing shall have any leaven.
所以新生活里面就包括我们一个新的环境，我们新的内心是要保持圣洁的。
And so in this new life, it is a new holiness, a new clean environment.
好，那我们接下去先休息一下。
So we'll take a break.
然后下一节再继续。
And then we'll continue in the next class.
请大家低头默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 好，感谢主，奉主耶稣圣名，继续来学习出埃及记。
So thank God, we will continue to, name the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue to study the Exodus.
提到, 除酵节。
And so when we talk about the Feast of Unleavened Bread,
如果我们看路加福音22章,
we look at Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章,
Luke chapter 22,
第一节,
verse 1.
第一节说,除酵节又名逾越节近了。
And so now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called Passover.
所以, 他这里在新约时代，特别在福音书里面，他时常逾越节跟除酵节其实连在一起讲。
And so in the New Testament, it often the Feast of Unleavened Bread is connected with Passover.
那如果读第七节,
then if we look at verse 7,
第七节说除酵节须在逾越
Verse 7, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed.
是因为除酵节就是逾越节那个晚上过了之后连下来的七天了。And
so because after the night of the Passover has passed for 7 days, that it is connected to the Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
所以如果我们看犹太人的算时间放啊, 从晚上到晚上,
and so if we look at the way the Jews look at they calculate a day, it's from night to night.
那这样子，那个逾越节那个晚上就被含在除酵节那一天。
And so therefore, the night of the Passover is included in the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我刚才会提到说除酵节，就是要宰逾越羊羔的那一天。
And so that's why it says that the day of the unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed.
那一直到主耶稣那个时代，逾越节，都是受到很非常重视的了。
And so all the way up until Jesus came, then the Passover was greatly emphasized.
我们看到，特别是在约翰福音哈，记载主耶稣曾经有三次守逾越节。
And so if we look at the book of John, there are three Passovers in which, during the time of Jesus.
也是用因为这个逾越节这三次，我们才能够比较清楚的知道主在传福音的整个时间里面呢，大概就是三年左右。
And because of these three Passovers, we can understand that Jesus, his ministry took over the course of 3 years.
那这个在马可福音其实也是这样讲，除酵节跟逾越节。
And so in the book of Mark, it also talks about the Feast of Unleavened Bread and also the Passover.
马可十四章。
Mark chapter 4.
是第一节。
Mark chapter 4 verse 1.
马可福音十四章第一节，过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节。
Sorry, Mark chapter 14, verse 1. And after 2 days, it was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那读第十二节。
So Mark chapter 14, verse 12.
除酵节的第一天就是宰逾越羊羔的那一天。门徒对耶稣说，你吃逾越节的筵席，要我们往哪里去预备呢？
Verse 12, now on the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat of the Passover?
这个都让我们看到那个除酵节、逾越节它的关系的。
And so here it allows us to see the natures of the Passover and the unleavened bread.
好，那所以除酵节我们看到的是要七天，而且他们事实上是要专心的，那也是要有盛会，都大家聚在一起，然后要思想神是如何拯救他们离开埃及。
And so, when we look at the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, it is 7 days that they need to focus on. That it has to be a holy convocation, and the whole congregation must be gathered together and to observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
然后特别强调说这一天在十二章出埃及记十二章十七节，他说这一天你们的军队从埃及地出来，是神把他们领出来。
And so in Exodus chapter 12 verse 17 it says, on this same day I will have brought out your armies out of the land of Egypt.
那除酵节上的意义又是要我们能够把污秽除去，保持圣洁。
And so the meaning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is that we get rid of the leaven, get rid of whatever is unclean, that we may be holy.
包括我们吃的东西，他特别强调说，这七天里面你都不可以吃有效的饼。
And that includes what we eat. And so it emphasizes for these 7 days, you cannot even eat any leavened bread.
那他说如果是不遵守的，他说从以色列的会中把它剪除。
And so then it emphasized that if whoever does not observe this, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel.
有效的物都不可以吃。
And so whatever is leavened, you cannot eat.
那如果我们对照哥林多前书第五章，保罗特别提到这个酵，很明显的就指的是罪。
And so if we cross-reference this to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul specifically emphasizes that this leaven represents sin.
所以我们现在看到了这个除酵节哈，从他们吃的东西就要小心了。
And so when we look at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it begins with they have to be very careful of what they eat.
所以我们现在如果以整体教会来看，
And so from the perspective of the church as a whole,
这个教会是神的军队。
The church is the armies of the Lord.
要能够得到神的带领跟神的能力得胜，一定是要保持圣洁。
And so for us to receive the direction of the Lord and also the protection of the Lord, it requires the holiness of God.
整体的教会要真的做成神的工，需要维护圣洁。
And so the whole church of God, if they are to do the work of God, they need to maintain its holiness.
没有圣洁的军队没有办法做什么。
And so a unholy army cannot do anything.
这不是武器的问题。
And so that's not a question of your weaponry.
也不是你组织的问题。
It's not a question of organization.
是有没有神同在的问题。
It is a question of whether or not there's the abidance of God.
所以我们从逾越节接下去的这个除酵节看到神对教会的期待。
And so from the Passover into the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we see the expectation that Lord Jesus Christ has for the church.
整体教会要把这个圣经里面所讲的要弃绝的，包括淫乱啊、恶毒啊、那这些贪恋啊、贪婪、毁谤、恼恨这些东西都要把它除去。
And so that the church must remove all anything that defiles the church, sexual immorality, evilness, wickedness. All of it must be purged.
对，如果从哥林多前书第五章。或者是以弗所书的第四章，哥罗西书的第三章，我们都看到圣经里面一直强调说，从个人的内心到整体的教会，我们都要保持圣洁，把一些罪把它除干净。
And so regardless of whether 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 4, Colossians chapter 3, all of it emphasizes that the church must purge out the evil, anything that is unclean.
那我们现在如果吃东西，他说不要吃有效的哈。你看我们现在每天吃那个属灵的粮食哈，你看不要吃那个有罪的，就是我们要小心，我们到底每天在吸收什么东西的。
And so when it talks about we have to be careful what we eat in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and so spiritually. We should be eating spiritually every day, and so we need to be careful of what we are absorbing.
好，那现在进入第下一个段，就是以色列百姓真的守逾越节，照神的吩咐。
And so then afterwards, we'll study how the Israelites truly kept the Passover.
前面到二十节都是神吩咐的。
And so the first 20 verses are just the command.
对，那第二十一节，十二章二十一，于是接下去就是百姓就照着做了。
And so from verses 21 is the execution that the people truly observed it.
那真的就是开始宰羊羔了。
And then so they killed the lamb.
那留意这第二十二节，摩西这里讲的。
And so we have to take be careful in verse 22 what Moses says.
你们谁也不可以出自己的房门直到早晨。
And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning.
不然会被击杀。
Lest you be killed.
就是神不管你是谁了。
And so God does not care who you are.
你如果离开了这个有血的记号这个房子你就死。
That as if you depart from the house that has the sign of the blood on it, you will die.
好，所以第二十三节他就特别强调说神要巡行击杀埃及人哦。
And so in verse 23 it emphasizes that the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians.
所以这个逾越的意思就是跳过去了。
And so Passover means to pass over.
跳过去不是说我们比较好，事实上是因为有这个羔羊的血。
And so to be passed over does not mean that we are better, but it is merely that we have the sign of the blood.
然后要守为永远的定例。
And so you must observe this as an ordinance forever.
第二十五节到二十七节
，verses 25 to
27，特别说以后哈，一定会有人问。
And so it says that in the future, someone will ask.
然后你要怎么说
？And how you shall answer.
教导的重点在哪里
？And what is the emphasis of teaching?
来，现在请来读。第二十五节到二十八节。
So let's read verses 25 to 25 to 28.
好，那请那个Sister Loma，可以请你读吗？
二十五节，日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许赐给你们的那地，就要守这里。26节，你们的儿女问你们说，行这里是什么意思？27节，你们就说，这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀以色列人，击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓低下头拜。28节，耶和华怎么吩咐摩西、亚伦，以色列人就怎么行了。
好，谢谢。第25节哈，日后嘛哈，以后离开埃及了，现在进到迦南地了哈。他说你就要守这个礼了哈。这个礼是什么意思？英文的这个礼是什么？哪一个字
？Service，service
嘛，对不对
？Yeah，service。
好，所以这个 service 其实一种侍奉。
And so here, verse 25, it says that it will come to pass when you come into the land. So after, then you must keep this service, and the service is a form of service.
就是现在神所说的，他有一个命令，接下去是我们要照着去做，这个就是一种。侍奉就是照神所说的去执行了。
And so here it is that God has commanded and we must do according. And so this is a form of service in which we follow the commands of God.
然后第二十七节就说，你们就说这是献给主逾越节的祭。
And so it, verse 27 says, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord.
好。所以到在这里你就看到说，他现在守逾越节，他纪念这一个日子，其实后面你会看到说是需要献祭给神的。
And so this is a memorial of the Passover, which requires a sacrifice to God.
表示说，当我们如果对神的救赎恩典有真的有感动，那也会纪念，我们一定会有行动去想要去感谢神。去回报给神，一定会想要做什么，而不会只是坐在那边等人来侍奉你。
And so this means that when we are moved and touched by, and when we think about the grace of God that He has redeemed us and saved us, we will respond with action and serve God, not just sit back passively and do nothing.
所以我们要懂得感谢，要懂得奉献。
And so we need to know how to show gratitude and to and make a sacrifice, an offering.
然后要懂得付出了，为我现在既然被主耶稣救赎了，我应该要为主耶稣做什么？这是我该做的，因为我的生命是他给了我。
And so we must learn to sacrifice and pay a price because my life has been redeemed by God, and so I must do something in return to serve Him.
他特别强调说，第二十七节特别强调说他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家。
And so verse 27 says, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our household.
就是现在我们这个一家人呢，所以他的拯救是整个家被救的。
And so here it talks about households collectively that we are saved as an entire household.
这个家里面的人都不一样，有的比较聪明，有的比较没有那么聪明，有的比较顺，有的比较不顺啊，有很多不同的人嘛。
And so in a household there may be different kinds of people, some who are smarter, some less smart, and just very different types of people.
神救的是整体的救，所以不要看个别，说这个人怎么样，为什么神要救他，这个人那么坏啊，为什么我们会问了很多这个人怎样怎样怎样。
And so we have to understand that God saves collectively, not individually. And so we cannot say, how come he saved this person or that person?
有时候我们也会反过来问神说，哦，某人这样子，他为什么，真主教会怎么会有这种人啊，他也可以得救吗？
And so sometimes we ask God, how come True Jesus Church has this kind of person? Can this person be saved?
这个跟个人没有关系的。
And so this is not an individual thinking.
这其实是跟救赎的整个教会整体上有关的。
And but rather it is because the redemption of Jesus Christ is for the church in its entirety.
所以神的旨意, 你看他选召了这一群人, 建立这个国度, 这里面有很多不同的人, 那没有关系。
And so God has chosen this collective group of people, this kingdom, and so that they are all redeemed.
那他们听完了哈, 他们听完的时候, 那个第27节, 百姓的动作, 低头下拜。
And so after the people heard it, they responded by saying, by bowing their heads and worshiping.
表示说, 啊, 就是应该他们, 愿意顺服了, 就是这样子, 他一个肢体动作。
And so with this response, we see that it is that they accept and they submit.
我们还记得在第四章的时候,
remember in chapter 4,
要看第31节,
chapter 4, verse 31.
我们读 29节跟到31节。
So we'll read Exodus chapter 4, starting from verse 29 to 31.
第四章的29到31，请林真姐，请你来读。好，29节，摩西、亚伦就去召聚以色列的众长老，亚伦将神对摩西所说的一切话述说了一遍，又在百姓眼前行这些神迹，百姓就信了。以色列人听见神眷顾他们。
见察他们的困苦就低头下拜。好，谢谢。因为他们听了摩西、亚伦所讲的这些话，他们就信了。And
so here, when the people heard the words of Moses and Aaron, they believed.
当他们又了解了神是怎么样眷顾他们，其实神都知道他们低头下拜。And
so when they understood how much God had looked upon them, they bowed their heads in worship.
就是 愿意臣服在神面前，神说什么，他们都愿意谦卑的领受，照着行。
And so meaning that whatever God said to them, they were willing to receive, accept, and then bow, submit.
今天如果我们真的会顺服神的人哦，神说什么就做什么。这个接下去12章的第28节，不是就这样写吗？神怎么吩咐摩西亚伦，以色列人就怎么行。
And so for today, anyone who is submissive to God, who is to his will, like it will be like in chapter 12, verse 28, then the children of the Israel went away and did so just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did.
好，那他们照着行，接下来去啊，那个击杀长子的灾就要开始了。And
so after they submitted and accepted, then begins the plague of the firstborn.
啊，真的照神所说的哈。 12章的30节这里 埃及有大哀嚎无一家不死一个人的
And so just as God had stated in verse 30 it says all the Egyptians there was a great cry in Egypt for there was not a house where there was not one dead
11章第6节 神当初预告的现在都实现了
And so what God had warned in chapter 11 verse 6 had now been fulfilled
好，然后接下去法老就屈服了
Then Pharaoh then relents.
所以31节哈, 夜间法老把摩西亚伦招来。
And so in verse 31, he calls Moses and Aaron by night.
起来,连你们带以色列人从我民中出去, 依你们所说的去侍奉主吧。
So he says, rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as you have said.
这个就是刚硬的人到最后，其实没有人能够在神面前永远刚硬的。And
so this is what happens when a stubborn or a hardened person is before God. They cannot remain hardened or stubborn.
所以你们现在要求说，所有人男的、妇人、小孩全部都出去，不但这样子，也依从你们所说的，羊群、牛群，通通带去。And
so everyone go out, whether male or female, or not only that, but also your flocks and your herds, have you said, go.
32节特别还补了一句说,并要为我祝福。
And then verse 32 mentions, bless me also.
为什么要这样讲?
Why does he say this?
那个法老哈，他现在终于知道了。
Pharaoh finally understood.
哦，他之前讲话很傲慢的嘛。
傲慢。
傲慢就是很 pride.
He talks very pridefully.
他以为他像是神一样那么伟大了。
And so he feels that he is on the same level as God.
还记得他当初跟摩西说，那个耶和华真神是谁啊？
And so in the beginning, Pharaoh had said to Moses, "Who is God?"
那现在哈，他了解了。他说，嘿，你跟你哈，在神面前哦，对，为我说几句好话了哈。
And basically saying, "Please say some nice words about me before your God."
啊，这就是他像现在认识，他在对抗的这个其实不是摩西亚伦，实际上是天上的这位神。
Because he finally understood that who he opposed was not Moses or Aaron, but it is the God in heaven.
好，那第三十三节。
Verse 33.
埃及人催促百姓出去。
And the Egyptians urged the people.
那以色列人哦，现在向埃及人要金器、银器跟衣裳。
And so then Egyptians, they gave them silver, the articles of gold and clothing.
反正以色列人所要求的埃及人都如数的照他们所愿的给他们的。
And so whatever the children of Israel had asked of the Egyptians, they just gave it to them.
圣经说以色列人就把埃及人的财物夺去了。
And so the Bible says that the Israelites took away the riches of the, they plundered the Egyptians.
其实是说他们过去这四百多年做奴隶应该有的工价现在一次给他付清了。
And so this is basically the reparations for the past 400 years that is repaid at one time.
所以我们如果亏欠人的其实到最后你都要还清，你没有办法的。
And so if you have offended or owe anyone, in the end, you will have to give account and repay.
那在出埃及记第三章，其实当初神就已经跟就已经这样子预言的。
God had already prophesied about this in Exodus chapter 3.
我们现在看神当初跟摩西在对话的时候就是这样子。先通知了摩西，可是那时候摩西大概没有记得那么清楚没有想那么多了。
And so in Exodus chapter 3, in his first dialogue with Moses, God had already communicated this to Moses, but Moses may not have remembered or paid as much attention.
我们现在读第三章的二十节到二十二节。
If we look at chapter 3, verses 20 to 22,
就是前面所说的到最后的预言这个就是对照的。
And so this is the comparison of what God had prophesied in the beginning.
好，我们先请Wendy 姐妹来读二十节到二十二节。
So chapter 3, verses 20 to 22.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 20. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you go. Verse 21. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. 22. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters. So you shall plunder the Egyptians.
好，你看这里其实讲得更详细了哈，在this 第十二章只是一个综合性的报道，但是在第三章这里，其实神他定下了到最后他们要离开的时候是怎么一个场面。
So here it gives a little bit more detail. In chapter 12 is more of a summary, a report of what happened, but in chapter 3, verse 20 to 22, we see more detail.
那所以他们接下去从埃及所得到这些衣服他们把它穿在儿女的身上的，他们自己的身上的接下去四十年不用再换了。
And so the clothing in which they received from the Egyptians and put on their sons and their daughters, these would be the same clothes they wore for 40 years.
衣服不会穿破，鞋子不会穿坏的。
And so their clothes did not deteriorate and their sandals did not break.
他们从埃及所得到的这一些材料，接下去都跟要建设神的会幕有关系的。
And so all these things, the clothing that they receive would be directly related to the establishment of the tabernacle.
所以其实到后来在旷野他们不可能再从别的地方得到什么任何的资源都是他们本身在他们每个家人那他们从埃及人所得到的这一切最后他们要奉献给神的。And
so all the while they were in the wilderness, the Israelites would no longer receive any materials. And so at the end, all that they received from the Egyptians would be offered to God.
就好像我们今天在社会上工作，那我们所得到的，最后我们也是把它奉献给神来用的。And
so just like when we work out in society, whatever we have earned, it is for to be used for God.
好，那最后这里就是看以色列百姓他们出埃及的记录了。And
so here then we move to where the Israelites their exodus out of Egypt.
男丁就60万。
And so the men, it is 600,000.
那60万这个是在民数记的地方, 数算之后, 一个整数而已。
And so this is a number that after a census that was done in a number in the book of Numbers.
那他们从南塞起行, 这个就是在歌山地, 他们当初在埃及, 以色列百姓就是聚集在歌山地的。
And so that this is the number from the land of Goshen in Egypt.
然后从南塞起行往苏哥。And
so they moved to Sukkah.
好，然后神带领他们这个路线到最后会走到红海旁边。And
then God would guide them all the way to the Red Sea.
那第38节特别说有许多的闲杂人。Verse
38 records that there are a mixed multitude.
这些闲杂人到最后 会让以色列百姓心里面起烦乱，跟着他们起哄，然后其实到最后很多人会因此而死亡。
And so this mixed multitude later on would sow chaos into the hearts of the Israelites and cause much destruction among them.
这些闲杂人最后其实也进不了迦南地的。
Well, actually, this mixed multitude was not they were not able to enter the land of Canaan.
因为他们只是在发怨言的，在路上都一一的被神击杀死亡。
And because on their journey in the wilderness, they would raise up complaints and then they would be killed.
好，那在这一段又特别强调，他们出埃及的时候带着生面烤成的无酵饼，那他们那时候很急了，所以根本也没有为自己预备什么食物，他们根本没有想到说出去以后到底要吃什么，喝什么，要怎么过日子。
And so here it talks about the raw the dough. And so verse 39 says they baked unleavened cakes of dough, which they had brought out of Egypt. It was not leavened because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor did they prepare provisions for themselves.
这个叫做他们顺从神，然后照神所说去做，那其实这个也叫做信心。
And so this is because they submitted to God and they did according to what God commanded. And so this is their form of faith.
如果他们像我们现在的知识去算我们有多少人，然后一定要先问说要走多久，那路线有多远，然后每一家一个人吃多少，喝多少，那几天。
Based on our knowledge today, if we use the knowledge today and applied it, then people would ask, oh, how long is the journey? How long will it take us to get there? And then how do we prepare food for so many people?
相信永远都出不了埃及的。Then
it would be impossible to depart from Egypt.
所以要跟着神走这条天国路，真的要凭信心呢。
And so to walk on this journey of faith with God, it really does require faith.
他们其实带很少东西的。And
actually, they brought very little.
特别是吃的东西。Especially
in terms of food.
当天逾越节晚餐吃完之后，一定吃光光了。如果算是没有吃光的，也烧掉了，不可以带着了。And
so because that night they had the Passover, and so even if they didn't finish, they finished the lamb, and if they didn't, they had to burn it.
好，那圣经说第四十节说他们在埃及住430年。
And so verse 40 says that they had lived in Egypt for 430 years.
那当初神跟亚伯拉罕已经先说的,
and so this is something that God had already told Abraham.
世代, 他们会在那里被人家苦待400年。
That they would, there was a generation that would be bound in a foreign land for 400 years.
就是, 创世纪15章的16节,
so in Genesis chapter 15, verse 16,
他谈到第四代, 我要把他们领回来。
And it says, in the fourth generation, they shall return here.
那如果看使徒行传啊，后来那个司提反啊，他讲以色列的历史的时候。
And so we look at the book of Acts, where Stephen talks about the history of the Israelites.
现在看一下使徒行传第七章。
Look at Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第七章，你看到他讲的那个400年嘛。
Here it references the 400 years.
有没有？大家有没有看到？
Did everyone see it?
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
好。 神说，他的后裔必继续外邦，在那里的人，那里的人要叫他们做奴仆，苦待他们400年。Verse
6, the God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years.
然后神又说，使他们做奴隶的那国，我要惩罚，以后他们要出来，在那地侍奉我。
Verse 7, and the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge, said God. And after that, they shall come out and serve me in this place.
这里讲的这个四百年，就是跟当初神跟亚伯兰立约的时候所讲那个世代。And so the
400 years where is the same as what God said to Abraham when he made a covenant that the fourth generation.
那也如果这样算的话，那我们就知道从 雅各带领全家进入了埃及之后，那时候约瑟当宰相，那所以表示说他们大概有30年，哇，过得很好日子。And
so when we look back and when Jacob brought his family into the land of Egypt when Joseph was still a prime minister, it's probably about 30 years of living a good life.
那很有可能因为那时候约瑟39岁嘛。
Because at that time, Joseph was 39 years old.
如果他可以做后面的30年，所以他大概做到70岁。
And so if he continued on for another 30 years, he would be about 70 years old.
等到约瑟过去之后，以色列百姓就开始日子不好了。
But after the passing of Joseph, then life was much worse for the Israelites.
所以他们在埃及这430年，大部分的时间其实都是很苦的。
And so the Israelites in the land of Egypt for 430 years, the majority of it was very, very much great suffering.
好，其实接下去也是因为他们在这里很苦，所以他们才会看到说神给他们恩典有何等大。And
because their lives were so harsh in the land of Egypt, they could see how great the grace of God was.
好，那最后这个逾越节的条例里面就是跟我们现在在领受圣餐有关系。
And so the ordinance of Passover is directly related to our Holy Communion nowadays.
外邦人不可以吃羊羔, 表示说你今天如果没有受割礼, 没有受洗赦罪的人, 不是属神的百姓, 不可以吃圣餐。
And so the stranger, the Gentile, could not partake of the Passover just like today. If someone has not yet received the water baptism, they cannot partake of the Holy Communion.
第46节说, 要在一个房子吃, 不可以把一点肉从屋子里带到外面去。
Verse 46 says, in one house it shall be eaten, you shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of its bones.
这个就是今天我们圣餐一定是在教会里面领, 不可以说我家里面的人, 没办法来参加圣餐, 我把带回去给他吃。
And so that when we host the Holy Communion in church, then we captive partake of it in the church. We cannot bring it home for a family member who may not be able to attend.
如果要来领圣餐的人是自己来，不可以把圣餐带回去。
And so if anyone wants to partake of the Holy Communion, they need to personally show up. They cannot bring it home.
好，那这跟诗篇128篇第5节说，愿神从锡安赐福给他的百姓有关系。
And so this is directly related to Psalm 128, verse 5, that says that may the Lord bless from Zion.
所以我们人要来到教会了。
So we need to, people need to attend a church, go to
church,
that they may receive the blessing of God.
所以圣餐也不能够带到外面去，所以通常我们都是聚在同一个屋子里面领圣餐。
And so Holy Communion cannot be brought outside, and so typically everyone is congregated in under one roof.
那现在通常，反正有很多状况了，我们先不用在这个时候说。
And of course, there are certain different circumstances which we do not need to talk about now.
那羊羔骨头一根都不可以折断。
And so not a bone shall be broken of the lamb.
这一句话在约翰福音第19章主耶稣在十字架上的时候特别再强调一次。
And this was emphasized in John chapter 19 when Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross.
看约翰19章。
John chapter 19.
36节。
Verse
36. 36节、37节。
Verses 36 and 37.
好，来请Jeremy来，Jeremy请你读，John 19。
John 19:36-37. For these things were done so that the scripture shall be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
好，谢谢。那这个应验经上的话。
So here it says that these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, and this is referencing Exodus chapter 12, verse 46.
又有一句，这个是在撒迦利亚书嘛，哈。
And so then there's another phrase, it is in from Zechariah.
所以主耶稣的，他的在十字架上的，基本上他的每一个动作，在旧约的预言都要应验的，哈。
And so basically every action of Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied in the Old Testament.
那这个就说那个羊一定要用火烤，不可以把它水煮，要关系，刚才也讲过。
And this is also related to how we mentioned that a lamb should not be boiled in water, but needs to be roasted over fire.
那在诗篇其实也有预言。
And Psalm actually prophesied.
好，看诗篇34篇。
Psalm 34.
34篇34篇。好。九恩来请读，九恩读。19:20，19:20节，两节。
Verses 19 and 20。 一人多有苦难，但主救他脱离这一切。20节，又保全他一生的骨头，连一根也不折断。好，所以这里一人多有苦难，其实是主耶稣基督，他没有罪替我们承受苦难。
And so here it talks about the afflictions of the righteous, and so this is referring to Lord Jesus Christ who suffered for us.
主神要救他脱离这一切。
And so God will deliver him out of them all.
又保全他一生的骨头，一根都不可以折断哦。And
he guards all his bones, not one of them is broken.
好，所以那个兵丁哦，在十字架下看到耶稣断气了，他没有把他的骨头打断。And
so the soldier who saw that Lord Jesus Christ was dead, he did not break any of his bone, his leg.
但是他不知道从哪里来的一个突发奇想，拿那个枪就扎耶稣的肋旁。
But for some reason, for some other thinking, he took his spear and then pierced Jesus' side.
那其实他这个动作本身也是预言的。And
this action is also prophesied.
在做这件事情的人，那个人本身其实也不知道他为什么要这样做。And
even though the person himself who did this did not know that it was prophesied.
但这当中就是要从他的肋旁为我们开一个洗罪的泉源。
And so, but it was out of his side shall flow a fountain.
好，那所以这个逾越节的这个道理哈啊很重要哈，希望大家都可以明白。
And so this is an important teaching about Passover, which we hope everyone can understand.
那接下来哈，我们来看第十三章的。
Then afterwards, we will look at chapter 13.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.